All right, so for those who don't know me, I'm Al Washington, and I work with this company, World Video Bible School, and this particular session is about introducing those of you who are not familiar with World Video Bible School to World Video Bible School, to know what it is that we do, and to help you all understand what it is that we have and how it can be helpful as far as congregations, families, and youth groups. The materials that we have and how they can be used. And so we're going to start off with a short video to introduce World Video Bible School. And it was done by a young man, 10-year-old Casey Kane. His father is the videographer for World Video Bible School. And so he's up and coming, and he has prepared this brief video.
Where they have produced over 2.6 million teaching cards and distributed them worldwide.
This is Matt Kingman.
Well, I really enjoy it at World Video Bible School because it allows me to work for the Lord, but it also allows me to be creative and to edit and to produce videos, which is something I enjoy doing. So I enjoy working in World Video Bible School.
This is Lacey Duther.
I really enjoy working with the PBS. I think it's one of the best jobs I've ever had. I get to work with really awesome Christian people, and I get to help work with the church. I like that giant thing of hand sanitizer over there. All looks great. Can't have too much of that. So I really enjoy it, and I really like getting to work with the people here, and everyone's really great, and we all have the same goal. So that's always wonderful. I'm really thankful to have this job.
This is Virginia Gibbs.
I enjoy working with the people here at World Video Bible School because they are Christians and we're all trying to do the Lord's work. When we get phone calls, take orders, we know that people are calling so that they can spread the gospel or maybe that they're studying God's Word. And so that makes it more exciting to work here.
This is Rudy King.
World Video Bible School is a school designed to produce and teach people about the Bible. We have teachers who come here to our studios and they record their lessons, and then we put them onto DVDs or onto the internet so that people can go there and see those things and learn those materials and those lessons, and they then in fact can become Christians, or if they are already Christians, they can become better Christians.
Right. So the story behind this video, Casey has a new iPad and he was some new software, and so he was going throughout the office one day, since he's out for the summer, of course, and just finding something to do. And so his dad helped him to put this video together, and when I saw it, knowing that I had this class to do, I thought, I can use that to introduce World Video Bible School. So he didn't make it with the intention of it being shown. But I told him I was going to use it, and so of course he was just thrilled about it, and I appreciate him for doing that. How many of you are familiar with World Video Bible School? All right, so just a couple. World Video Bible School was started back in 1986. Started off a very small operation, and the last gentleman that spoke, Rudy Kane, he's the executive director of World Video Bible School. Everyone that works there are members of the Lord's Church. And it has really grown to an operation. It's still pretty small for a company, but the work that we do is tremendous. It reaches out and touches people all over the world. We produce audiovisual and printed Bible study materials and resources that can be used to teach people, to evangelize, and to encourage Christians. Really and truly, World Video Bible School is a publishing company in one sense. We have gospel preachers and teachers that will come in from various congregations, and they will record lessons for us. We have several different areas there in the company. Primarily, one is the sale of materials, and as I've passed out these catalogs, you can see some of the things that we have. So we have that part going on there. People can either place their orders through our online website, or they can call in those orders. But then we also have a part of the operation is what we call our Church of Christ Donation Funds, and that's the part that I manage. And basically what that is that I'm responsible for communicating, taking orders, filling those orders, and following up with brethren as well as non-Christians all over the world, primarily in foreign countries. We send materials into over 60 countries worldwide and to churches and schools. And primarily what we are trying to do is get the gospel out there. You know, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20, the Great Commission. That is to go ye and teach all nations and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, Jesus says. And so, and then also in 2 Timothy verse 2, where Paul tells Timothy that things that you've heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So WVBS does not exist as the church itself or as a spinoff of the church. We are a publishing company that is simply trying to provide and do a service for the Lord's church. And just like you would order Bible class materials or religious materials from any other publishing company like Nelson or Zondervan or one of those companies, the good thing about this is that you know it's coming from members of the Lord's church and it's sound material. And so we want to provide the material so that the church can use it to carry out the Great Commission. A lot of times we focus on primarily on the neighborhood right around us where our church buildings are located, but you know we have that commission to go into all the world. But yet we know that most of us can't really afford to pack up and go into all the world to do that. And so this is one way, one avenue in which we can reach out to all the world. That is through the donation fund. So there are some who make contributions to the donation fund. You can designate who you want or what country you want or what congregation you want the materials to go to. But what I do is I communicate with them. I fill their orders, and we have a budget to follow. They are required to let me know when they receive the shipments, and then once a month to send in a report to let us know how they're using the materials. They're not required to tell us if they have any baptisms or restorations, but oftentimes they do. And just to give you an idea, last year in Ghana, West Africa, there was this group of denominational churches that were all affiliated, and they got a hold of some of our materials. And one day I got a letter from them requesting more materials. And so as I sent more materials to them, I get another letter saying that there was a total of almost 900 members of this denominational church that converted, were baptized, and became members of the Lord's church. And so it is doing a great work getting the Word of God out there. And then I also prepare monthly newsletters to those who contribute money to support that particular fund. We also have an online school. Some people don't even realize that, but a free online school. We have a complete curriculum. If you look on page 2 and 3 on the inside, tells you a little bit more about the school. An individual can sign up to take the classes through a formal track, which includes taking tests, writing research papers, the whole nine yards. Basically, it's a school that allows a person who wants to study God's Word on a deeper level, perhaps, but cannot pack up and move and go and attend a school of preaching or a biblical study school. You can do it for free online. And that's what this is all about. And so you can see the curriculum on page 3 at the bottom. So we offer a study, a complete thorough study on every book of the Bible, and then also some other selected topics. There's also the informal track where that individual will get a certificate of completion at the end of each course that they complete. but it does not include the test and does not follow the same track as the formal track. Those who follow the formal track, when they're done, not only do they get a certificate of completion for each course, but they'll also get a diploma in biblical studies at the very end of the entire study. And so, and then there's also the those who will take the courses just to audit, which means you're really just going through it because you want the knowledge. There is no particular format that you have to follow in terms of which course you take first or second. You do it at your own pace, which is one of the highlights of this program, as well as the fact that you do it right where right from your own home. You don't have to go anywhere to do it. So that's another element. And we have a brother, Russ Hafner, who is the director of the school. And so far, we have, if I'm not mistaken, a little over 6,000 people enrolled worldwide. So, you know, the gospel is getting out there, and you have a vast majority of that number that's enrolled right now are non-Christians. So you talk about an opportunity to share the gospel with people and help them gain a greater knowledge of God's word. That's what we're all about. If you look on page 8, no, I'm sorry, page 11. Top of page 11, one of the items that we have are invitation cards. Now, this can be used whether it be members of the Lord's Church, youth groups, or whoever it is. These invitation cards that we have here are great. Now, we don't have the invitation cards on every course, every DVD that we carry, but on such evangelistic topics like why are there so many churches or what must I do to be saved, many of you are familiar with Searching for Truth, the six lesson DVD that we have, evangelistic study. These invitation cards are great because just imagine you're at a restaurant and you're finished, you pay your bill, you leave an invitation card right there on the table. On the back of it gives them information about the course, and there's even a little QR code where most people today have smartphones, and if they have that app, they can look at this video. And most of these videos are about 28 to 32 minutes long. They can watch it right on their phone. Okay? And of course, the topics, I mean, how many people aren't interested in knowing why there's so many churches? You know, these are questions that come up every day. People ask, you know, well, what must I do to be saved? Well, that's what this one is all about. And so again, and then there's also the website on there for these particular topics where a person can go on the computer if they don't have a smartphone. And they can go and watch these videos. It's great. We have this one here, The Truth About, which covers moral issue topics such as lying, gambling, drinking, pornography, modesty, tobacco. Then there are also worship topics, truth about worship, where we deal with the five items of worship. So here is some a great resource to use to give to people, maybe to give to coworkers, to give to different service individuals that may come to your home. You know, great opportunity, great way to spread the gospel. We have one called A Woman's Choice, and I have some of the DVDs up here. We'll talk about it in a moment. But this one deals with a young lady or a woman who may find herself in an unwanted pregnancy. What I like about this particular DVD is instead of just slamming, you know, abortion, what it does is it presents realistically to a woman what her three choices are. That's why it's called A Woman's Choice. It's not about, you know, a person being pro-choice, choosing whether or not they want to have an abortion. It's saying, listen, if you find yourself in an unwanted pregnancy, here are your choices. You can have the child and rear it. You can have the child and give it up for adoption. Or you can have an abortion. But when we get to that particular point, and for each one of those points, we give both the benefits and some of the negatives that go along with that choice. And certainly when we get to the point of them having an abortion or considering an abortion, we talk about it from a physical standpoint, the physical ramifications of choosing an abortion, psychological, and also spiritual. So we approach it in that way that is very educational, not trying to tell them what they need to do, but if you whatever you choose, this is what you can look forward to. And so that's what this one is all about. You know, another great tool, because a lot of times, unfortunately, we find teenagers, young adults in this particular situation. How easy is it for young people to be able to, if they have a friend or know someone in that situation, or if you know someone, to just provide them a card and let them do with it whatever they will. So, again, that's the purpose of it. This one here, evil, pain, and suffering. How many times have you been asked, you know, why do good people have bad things happen to them? You know, why do good people suffer? You know, that's a question. That's something that has led a lot of people to not even believe in God. So, again, you're dealing with something. You have a resource, you know, right in hand to be able to give someone. Maybe you don't even know that person very well, but you overheard a conversation or something. Keep these handy. You can just give it to the person, and they can, once again, choose to go and look at it. And maybe they won't look at it right then and there. Maybe somewhere down the line, they might recall that resource that you gave them, and they may even look into it. So, again, these are other resources that we have handy at WVBS. As you can see here, I have some of the items, the DVDs, which are very popular to be able to give to people. The whole purpose is, once again, allowing a person to be able to explore these things. Unfortunately, today there are a lot of people who don't really want to give up their time to sit with you and go through a class. But how easy is it for you to just give them the item and let them look at it at their own leisure? You know, there are some people who don't have smartphones, some people who don't really care for dealing with the computer or the internet, for that matter. Well, there are the DVDs that we have handy that can also be given out. We have those that cover evangelistic topics, such as the ones I mentioned, searching for truth, what must I do to be saved, why are there so many churches. And then we have another one in here that's especially good for young people. It's called God's Kingdom. And so these are good resources to use for evangelism, whereas we have some also that deal with faith building. One of our more recent DVDs that was produced is called The Reality of Noah's Ark. You recall not too long ago, I think it was Russell Crowe in Hollywood came out with Noah's Ark. I don't know how many of you happened to see that Hollywood blockbuster, but I was told it was a mess. For those of us who know the truth, well, this was produced to teach people the truth about Noah's Ark. Brandon May, who also works with us there at WVBS, he and the videographer Matt Cain and I think it was Doug Garner actually traveled overseas to visit. There's a gentleman that actually constructed a life-size replica of the Ark. And it's kind of like a museum on the inside, but he gave us permission to actually go on board and to film. And so this is more so like a documentary, if you will, where we were able to get on board and actually talk about the realities of the account of Noah's Ark. And so another very good resource. Truth Be Told. We have what's called our Pillars of Truth series. Truth Be Told, Behold the Lamb of God, and Is the Bible from God? These were all produced by Apologetics Press. Many of you may be familiar with Kyle Budd and Eric Lyons, but they were instrumental in producing these along with World Video Bible School. And they deal with a lot of things as it pertains to apologetics. And so we have that as far as faith building is concerned. Also, Science versus Evolution. Of course, another hot topic. And then this one recently that Dave Miller produced called Has the Bible Been Corrupted? So very good resources to use, DVDs as far as apologetics is concerned. I also have up here Answering Atheism, which was done by Kyle Butt, and then another one that he produced called Out with Doubt. Some of these deal with dinosaurs and other questions that young people generally have. You know, were they real? Did they really exist? And things of that nature. So they deal with those things on these DVDs. We have DVDs that deal with more like moral issues, everyday living. This one right here is designed primarily for young ladies. It's called Everyday Princess. And so topics like My First Love, Am I Beautiful? It's a jungle out there. Am I strong enough to survive? Did I say that? But everyone's going. And then, of course, I know what sex is. What is the big deal? This was done by Sheila Butt, Kyle Butt's mother. And so, again, another good resource to use for young ladies. And of course, you know, you can use these DVDs as a part of a summer series. You can use them in a Bible class structure or devotional. I use some not too long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, on a Friday evening, we had just what we call just a movie night, where we would invite young people to come, and they weren't all members of the church. Some just came from the community, and they would come, and we'd show a DVD, and then we'd entertain questions. You know, generally speaking, the things that these topics are dealing with are questions that young people have, that people have. They just want an opportunity to be able to ask those questions and to be able to receive a biblical answer for it. And so these tools really help out with dealing. If any of you have been involved in evangelism, I know when I first got started many years ago, I didn't have access to all of these different tools. So I found myself trying to write material and try to remember the things that I said last time as I would go about talking to people. And I tell you what, if these resources had existed then, how much easier would it have been for me to engage in evangelism? How often have you asked yourself, you know, what am I going to say? Or how am I going to lead this person to Christ? Or how am I going to get the conversation started? Things like that. You know, this material kind of takes all that guesswork away. And as long as you're familiar with it, it allows you to prepare yourself to anticipate certain questions. You don't have to worry about trying to go back and find out where the scriptures are, because everything is right there. You know, maybe you have some supplemental material that you may perhaps use. But for the most part, as far as teaching is concerned, the information is here. It's just a matter of using it. We have one here, homosexuality and the Christian's response. You know, so we don't shy away from hot topics of the day. You know, we try to deal with those things because we know that that people need this information. We had the original abortion DVD that we had is called Abortion, A Woman's Right, with a question mark. And so, but two good resources to deal with that particular moral issue. We also have some DVDs for parents. One here called Building Great Kids by Glenn Colley. And then another called Managing Media in Our Homes. And so here are two good resources for parents to take a look at to help as far as child rearing is concerned. And then we have some books. We do have some printed materials. These particular books, one, how many of you have heard of that book, Muscle and a Shovel? This particular book here is written by a brother in New Zealand. It's called Conformed, Reborn, and Transformed. And I haven't read it yet, so I'll be honest with you about it, but I've heard such wonderful things about it. They say that it's even better than Muscle and a Shovel. But it's about this young man here, his name, Lance Mosher is his name. And he talks about, you know, how he became converted. He talks about his life and what happened. And so if you're really into, you know, that type of thing, or wanting to hear about people's life's experience and how they were led to Christ and things that they did before they were in Christ, this is a good resource to use. So another good evangelistic tool to use. We have the same information from our Truth About Moral Issues in printed form. And of course, you know, having a book with in all nice color that you can use even to give to people, allow them to read it and perhaps, you know, give you some feedback. So that's a way of, again, reaching out to folks. We have a good book that can be used in a class form for young men called Men in the Making. So another good resource for youth, written by Kyle Butt. So again, more resources that we have. Also for young people, this DVD here is called Waves of Change, which is also done by Kyle Butt and I believe his brother Stan. Has several different lessons on it that deals with things like, one lesson is who has the right, which way is north, baptism, is one church as good as another, what is worship, what's a girl to do, to play or not to play. It deals with the Lord's Supper, the Holy Spirit, right and wrong, when Jesus comes again. And primarily what this is dealing with, it addresses the change. And I don't remember exactly when it was produced, but y'all have been in the church for some time. You kind of remember right when there seemed to be a lot of changes doctrinally in congregations amongst brethren. And it seemed like there are a lot of congregations that were beginning to lean, you know, a little bit on the liberal side and not teaching, you know, solid doctrine from the Word of God. And so this DVD was created to help young people to put it on their level, but dealing with some of the doctrinal issues that greatly impact the church today, because there are many who are not teaching those things anymore. And so another excellent resource to use for young people If you look on page 37, on page 37 in the book, when you go to the internet, you know, it kind of opens up another facet of the work that we do. Actually, on page 36, first of all, we have what's called an online evangelism program. This is available for congregations, and what it is that by using these invitation cards or just by word of mouth, you can tell people about these particular topics, and it's just at the moment these three evangelistic topics, where a person can actually go to the website and view these DVDs, and then if they have questions, they can actually submit their question. And what we do, since we manage the site, we will direct the questions to the congregation. So it puts that congregation in contact. Usually they will designate a contact person, but it puts that person in contact with that particular congregation. The beauty of this is that it allows evangelism to take place even from where you are, all over the world. There could be, maybe you have family members that live in a different country, but you want to reach them, but you can't perhaps have a Bible study over the phone. You can give them this information. They can go to the website. They can view it. They can study it. If they have questions, they submit the questions. Those questions are directed to your contact person, and that contact person responds. And so, in so doing, evangelism takes place. And so, you can read more about that on that page. On the other side, we show more of our online resources, because we have a number of our videos that are available to watch for free online. Now, the benefit of this is that there's a link given to get to that website. So here's where social media comes in. A lot of people spend a great deal of time on social media, Facebook, Twitter, so on and so forth. And how often is it that you will see people make comments, you know, and they keep you abreast of what's going on in their life. And then every now and then, someone is going through a challenge, and you can tell that based on what they've posted. How easy would it be for you just to slip a link in there for them to go to find some encouragement? Maybe there was a death in the family, and they're struggling with accepting the fact that that person is gone, or how that person died. You know, evil, pain, and suffering. You might tell them, well, here's a link, you know, to go to and to learn, you know, more about evil, pain, and suffering. We have a number of DVDs or the actual lessons that are available online where that very same thing can happen. And how easy is it for our young people who are, you know, most of them teenagers are on social media, how easy is it for us to teach them how to do that very same thing so that we can start doing something constructive as far as social media is concerned, instead of some of the garbage that we tend to read and see on Facebook and on some of these other forms of social media. So it's about instilling in our children the responsibility that we have as Christians to lead people to Christ and to encourage those who are in Christ. And so that's an excellent way for us to help our young people get involved in evangelism. That's an excellent way for us to get involved in evangelism and encouraging our fellow brethren in Christ. So we have a number of these videos that are online. We have over 100 videos that are on our YouTube page, over 60 on our Vimeo page. And so just resources everywhere. We also have an online word search campaign. How many times have you gone on Google to Google a word that you didn't know the meaning of? I tell you right now, there are a lot of people, surprisingly, who will go to Google to look up biblical terms. Now, based on who's running that particular site or answering that question, God only knows what kind of response they're getting. But we have also developed the same thing, where we have scriptural answers to different terms that people are looking up. So that if they go and they want to find out about who is Jesus, they can go in there and type, who is Jesus? And we have a brief, usually 2 to 3 minute response to them with a sound biblical answer. So again, another good online resource. On Facebook, someone is talking about a biblical concept. You can tell based on the flow of the conversation that they don't know what they're talking about. But here's a way that you can help. Give them the link. So, any questions? I know I've been doing a lot of talking, but any questions or comments? Want to know more about things that you see there? We have a limited amount of material that's in foreign languages. Foreign languages, where are you? Pages 34 and 35. One reason why it's so limited is because it's a lot of work to get to find individuals who can come in and first off record, take the time off to record these lessons, and then to have it clear enough and in the proper dialect where it justifies the resources and the money that goes into making these things to be able to use it in a widespread way. For instance, not everyone who speaks Spanish speaks the same dialect of Spanish. So we're going to take the time now to record information in Spanish. We need to make sure that we can use it in different countries. And so that's one of the challenges that we've run into. But we do have some material in foreign languages, and you see those listed here on pages 34 and 35. We offer material in American Sign Language as well, page 33. We have a 7 teaching posters, pages 30 and 31. Great resource to use. Some congregations have them laminated and put on their walls in the hallways or in the classrooms. It can be used to in a personal Bible study with someone, as you can see the various topics that it covers. That Where Do We Go When We Die is a very popular one that illustrates what happens. People have that question: what's going to happen to me when I die? They want to know, what does the Bible have to say about that? This particular poster lays it all out for us. So we can teach. You can teach directly from the poster. Also, when it comes down to God's Spiritual House or the Gospel Reenacted, down at the bottom of that on page 31. So good resources, once again, the teaching posters. And if I'm not mistaken, if you go to our website, you can actually download and print out an 8.5 by 11 size of the poster without actually purchasing it. It's free, but it just won't be in poster size, but still the same information, and you can still teach from it. We have a USB flash drive that holds all of the course notes for every piece of printed material that we have, including all of the studies on all of the Bible books, Genesis through Revelation, all of the instructors who have taught those courses, their notes are on that flash drive. That flash drive, I think, runs at $99. But not only do you have the notes on it, you have sermon outlines, you have electronic books that are on there. It's just so much information on that flash drive, and that's just a tremendous resource for those of you who are Bible class teachers, preachers. Can't beat that. So,
is that in the catalog here?
Yes, it is. That is on page 29. Actually, 29 talks about the Bible teaching aid, the Bible visualized. We actually removed that from our inventory, so you can disregard that when we ran into some issues with that particular resource. So we removed that from our inventory. But on page 28 is the USB flash drive. Pages 26 and 27 list all of the books that we have available. So again, you'll just have to kind of peruse the catalog, and you can see everything that we have. We have material in MP3 format available. So do we have any questions? Hopefully you feel like you know a little bit more about World Video. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I have one, but it's not a big general question, but do you have any apprenticeships? I have one of my kids loves to make and edit videos.
Okay. What I would recommend is that you contact Rudy Kane, who's the executive director there, and talk with him. There has been some in the past, so I couldn't tell you if there's any available right now, but you would contact him and ask him about a phone number. It's on the back of the catalog down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And Rudy Kane is his name. That's who you would speak with. Okay? All right. Any other questions, comments? hopefully, if you haven't used our materials, you'll give it a shot and see what we have. We have what's called a sample pack. If you've never used any of our materials, it has 16 DVDs in it. And of course, most of the DVDs, if you can buy them individually. They usually cost a little more if you buy them individually, $6 to $12. If you buy them in bulk, if you get 20 or more, we have what we call our $1 and $2 deals. You can usually get those at either $1 per DVD or $2 if you get 20 or more of them. But what the sample pack does is that it offers you an opportunity to see 16 of those DVDs, I think, for a price of like $24, $25. You know, so it's a humongous savings, and it allows you to get a chance to sample what it is that we have. And so that's also in there. Any other questions? I want to end with just putting a plug out there. If you haven't seen, we have a one full-length movie, Bound, that was produced back in 2011. And it's 2 hours and 3 minutes. Good evangelistic movie. Has a real storyline, plot. Within it, different than what you see in all of these other faith-based movies, because that's what this is. You actually see a woman who obeys the gospel. You see her studying, you see her confession, you see her baptism, you see the five items of worship. All of that is in here. You don't see that when you look at these other faith-based movies. You know, they just give you that, just accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and that whole spiel. No, you see, the truth is viewed in here. And so, very good resource. Some congregations have had a movie night where they've invited the community, had popcorn. We've even contemplated, several congregations getting together and renting a cinema in a theater, a room to be able to show it. And I think we've had one manager respond that was willing to, you know, allow that to happen. And so maybe that's something that you might consider, or just showing it there in your auditorium. But a great movie made, once again, by all Christians. I think out of everyone that's in this movie, there was only one non-Christian, and that's because the main character gets her hair cut at one point, and she really got her hair cut, and she wanted her own hairstylist to do it, who was not a member of the church. And so, but otherwise, everyone else in here is a member of the church. And so a great movie if you haven't seen it. Check it out. That's all I have.